I miss you, boys. It's been more than 20 years. My God, we were young. Well, it was a young country then, full of promise and hope. Anything was possible if you were an American. Wasn't the same for other folks. Down south, Cuba. Hell, they just wanted to be left alone, breathe free like we done. Them folks in Spain, the old world wouldn't let them. It caused quite a fuss.
time has arrived for this great nation of ours to step out upon the world stage. So let the spotlight fall on us. I am reminded today of the words of George Washington, who said, "To be prepared for war is the most effectual means to promote the peace." We ask for a great navy because no national life is worth having if we are not willing to defend it. All the great masterful races have been fighting races. And to lose the fighting virtues is to lose the right to stand at all. There are higher things in life than the soft enjoyment of material comforts. And it is through strife and the readiness for strife that a man or a nation must win greatness. So let the world know that we are here and willing to pour out our blood, our treasure, our tears, and that America is ready and, if need be, desirous of battle.
See Mr. Hurst. I have something for him. It's an urgent dispatch.
An urgent dispatch, sir.
This time of night?
Are you Mr. Hurst?
Of course I'm Hurst.
An urgent message from Washington.
War! And thus began the Spanish-American War. I, of course, didn't care or give it much concern at the time, as I was otherwise employed.
Everybody out. Let's go.
That's right. Do like he says.
Right over here. Line up. You, right there.
Oh, wow.
Get over there, son.
I bet there's a watch at the end of that chain.
Yeah. Well, my. A beautiful woman like you must have a husband.
Don't take your hood off. Now everybody's going to recognize us.
Oh, I just had to have a better look at this one.
How are you?
That's all I got.
That it?
That's it.
You're traveling a little light, boy.
Hey, you're not hiding anything, are you? You wouldn't want me to have him search you like them Spaniards search that Cuban woman. You read the newspapers, don't you?
You scurvy knave.
What is that? Is that a journal? Boy, give me that journal. Make it quick. Get in there. Let's go, everybody. Hurry up.
Get in. Tell that posse in Bisbee, leave the married men at home and be well mounted.
You can bet on that, mister. I got a good look at you. You'll hang for this.
Yeah, well, probably sooner than later.
Ha! Get out of here! Fire out! Looking at, George?
Dust.
Dust? What's making it?
Posse.
Posse? The hell you say?
They headed this way?
Damn right they headed this way. Man can't even get a decent meal without interference.
We'll be right back.
Theodore. As a mother, I am opposed to war. But if you're going, I see no reason why you can't take Hamilton and his chums. His grandfather was Secretary of State. That should mean something. Yes, I understand you'll do your best, Theodore. I expect that. Thank you. And give my regards to Edith. Goodbye.
Bravo, Mrs. Fitch.
Sometimes it helps to know a big shot.
Mother, you are extraordinary. It's the duty, the honor of the patrician class to lead by the sword. What type of unit is Theodore putting together?
He's asking for Western types. Cowboys, Indian fighters, mountain men.
Military glory, Hamilton. That's what we're entertaining.
Why not? If we are an emerging power, then we gentlemen are its emerging leaders.
Men haven't seen a real war in 30 years. This could very well be our last chance.
Enough talk. All that matters is to go. And you, Craig? We'd so like to have you.
I'll have Father make a commemorative bowl out of silver, and it will have our names inscribed on the side.
And if one of us should not return?
The more luster to the name. We in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers.
The fewer the men, the greater the share of honor.
You're here.
If it is a sin to covet honor, then I am the most offending soul.
Men shall think themselves accursed, they.
And hold their manhoods cheap while any speak that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
Woo! Hey, Eli! Come on out! Eli! You want to go to war?
What?
We're at war with Spain! You want to go to war?
Hell yes!
Henry! You big idiot. You big stupid idiot. Look what you did. You have done nothing but live off of me. You can't do a job of work. And all this talk about patriotism is just bunk. You just want an excuse to leave.
Man's got to do what he has to do, Sarah.
Yeah, and the woman's got to do everything else.
I might be late for dinner.
I cannot live without the feel of your skin. I need it like water. Honor means nothing. My future means nothing if I have to live without you. I'm not afraid to die. I'm just afraid to have to live without you. I will tell my father I cannot go to war. I will stay. To hell with him.
Bueno, mijo. Se llegó el momento. Pues que Dios me lo bendiga. Mire, con ese rifle, yo peleé contra los apaches. Y a defender en alto el nombre de Del Castillo. Con toda su gloria. And whatever you do, don't do anything stupid. And never volunteer for anything. No, hombre. Después te ponen a pelar papas o algo.
There, you see him?
How come their horses ain't played out?
Come on, let's cut over to Sidewinder. Steal us some fresh mounts. Get up!
Hey, no matter what happens, we meet right back here when it's over.
Amen, compadre.
You're a fool. How can you expect me to respect a fool?
Young Bill Goodrich is going.
Now then, he's a fool too. I'll tell you the truth, you don't hear it often. Honor is a word someone thought up to get other people to stay in line. This manliness espoused by some deluded, upstart New York cowboy isn't real. Being alive is real. Being wealthy and warm and well thought of is real. It's what any man really wants if he's honest. And you have that. Where are you going?
Water?
Take something stronger. I prefer the excuse that you're drunk. None of you knows a farthing of life. Life is hunger and anger and dirt. It's not polo or football or boxing. Your grandfather knew all about life, and he didn't recommend it. That's why we're rich. What if you turn out a coward? How will you feel then?
I'm afraid of that. Perhaps more than I am of dying.
Can't you understand? I'm more afraid of dying some rich boy in his bed and never knowing hunger, never knowing dirt, never knowing pain, never knowing honor, never knowing courage.
Deserve to know.
You go and you may get what you deserve.
Edith? Let's get to the point. Let's not pretend. You've made no mention of it.
Of what?
My insurance premiums are paid. I've been a good father and a good husband, and you have six children to prove it. Our finances are sound. You have no reason to think me irresponsible, and nothing you can say will make me change my mind.
I want you to go. It's your war. You've done your best to start it. You know that. Now, I want you to go and fight, and I hope to God you get your fill of it, and then I won't have to hear about it any longer.
And what if I am killed?
No, you haven't planned on that. No, you'll come back.
Are you so sure?
Absolute certainty. But if you don't, I'd be devastated. I can't imagine life itself without you. You're a force of nature. That's what you wanted to know, isn't it?
Train pulling out.
You boys are enlisting in the Arizona Volunteer Cavalry.
How soon does that train leave?
Right now.
We'll join.
We will.
Marcy!
You must be Sheriff O'Neill.
I am. Looks we got here just on time.
You did that. They're all here, Sheriff.
Know who that is?
Nope.
That there is Bucky O'Neill, Sheriff of Yavapai County. Hell, he's killed over 35 men. Sure you ain't never heard of him?
Well, I never met him personally.
Me neither.
That there's his wife. He's gonna be our captain.
Haven't I seen you boys someplace before?
Nope.
See you this evening. I didn't expect you. Oh, and madam,
nice to meet
you. You look lovely.
Thanks.
Governor, how are things in Delaware? Well, I hope.
It's really very nice to meet you.
Oh, excuse more me. Good Republicans. Always good to see you.
How you doing?
Oh, Leonard! Thank God. We must talk now.
Edgar, good evening.
Excuse me.
Edith. Laura. So you finally got him dressed and out of the house.
Yes, barely, Leonard.
Are you absolutely stunning?
Great news from the War Department. Full regiment of volunteer cavalry.
Oh, I don't know anything about commanding a regiment. I don't even know to whom to salute.
Superior officers would be a good start.
I have no idea of supply or organization. I can learn. I'm a quick study. But this whole thing could be over while we're stumbling around. We can't waste a minute.
We? Theodore, what are you up to?
You must take command of the regiment. Good evening, young Marine.
Good evening, sir.
You see, you are a real soldier. Medal of Honor winner against the Apache. You should take the colonel C, and I'll be the, whatever, lieutenant colonel. We'd make a good team, and you know it. Come now, Leonard. I may be a lot of things, but a fool isn't one of them. I know when to ask for help and when to keep my mouth shut and listen.
And you'd take orders from me.
Sir? Gladly, sir. What do you say, Leonard? You know you're going anyway. Why not at the head of the wildest madcap regiment since the Mongols rode the steppes?
Theodore, do you know that you're mad?
Well, it's never bothered him before.
Oh, he does. Senator Hanna!
Good God, Leonard, please help me.
Watch yourself.
Ladies, brace yourselves. Roosevelt! May I introduce Mademoiselle Henriette Adler, recently arrived from Paris.
Enchanté, mademoiselle. Permettez-moi à vous présenter à mon capitaine Leonard Wood. Enchanté. C'est sa femme Laura, ma femme Edith.
Charmed.
Senator, we must not waste time. Businesses and commercial markets must not stand in the way of justice or opposition to tyranny. Are we to become a rich, refined culture?
Roosevelt, you
become
the ladies' flower.
Pardon, mademoiselle. Mille pardon. Permettez-moi. Right now, we are on the verge of producing more than we can consume. That means your market, Senator, and who by God will defend those markets? A bunch of self-interested millionaires like your friends? The fighting man who you will need.
D'importants people in France think you should respond to this situation with prudence.
Prudence is the word I believe you're searching for, dear.
Thank you, madam.
You mean the same people who violated our Monroe Doctrine by invading Mexico during our Civil War?
Roosevelt!
Well, if it were up to me, I would drive every European flag from the continent by bayonet point.
Mon Dieu. I think I shall faint, sir.
Feel free. Please, fall right over. Leonard?
Leonard, please!
Roosevelt, we'd be fighting half the world if you were president.
The president has the backbone of a chocolate eclair.
Theodore!
He's our commander-in-chief.
Yes.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I believe that's me.
Papa, meet it.
What I should do with you?
Well, she supports me. And she approves of my going to Cuba to see the elephant.
That I can understand.
Well, perhaps the Spanish will see to their duty. Come, ladies, let's go. Come.
Au revoir. Était un grand plaisir.
An appalling woman.
You know, Edith, this kind of higgly-piggly business might be fine in the salons of Paris, but it does not apply here in America.
Very good, Theo.
Leonard, I do believe I convinced the senator.
Very good.
I think he will join the fight.
Mr. President, the Honorable Joseph Wheeler.
Come in, Congressman. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
I will. Good morning, Mr. President.
Morning, General.
The Civil War ended 33 years ago. Now, to those of us in the North, that seems like an awfully long time. But to the folks in the South, it seems like, well, just yesterday.
That's right.
We're concerned about how folks in the South will react to war with Spain.
We have to move troops through the South to get to Florida and Cuba.
A lot of our best units are Negro troops. Buffalo soldiers. 9th and 10th Cavalry.
Now, how would the folks in Richmond and Atlanta feel about that?
Ooh, I see. General, you were one of the greatest cavalry officers in the Confederacy.
Let me tell you something. Bedford Forrest had 31 horses shot out from under him, but he shot 32 Yankees. Forrest was better.
General, what we're getting at is, if you would be interested in taking command of all the volunteer cavalry units.
Well, I'm a lot older now than I was in the Civil War.
Oh,
but you are spry, General. Very spry. We could use someone from the South to participate at a very high level of command.
What you need is a Southerner. Have you got a cigar?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You gentlemen wouldn't be trying to snooker an old Democrat out of his chair on the House Ways and Means Committee, would you?
Well, Joe, we need Democrats in this war, too.
That's very smart, Mr. President. It'll have to be a real command, no bull manure. I'd have the rank as Major General. Answer only to the Corps Commander. Whole cavalry command. Regulars as well as volunteers. Negroes, whites, whatever. My son just graduated from West Point. I'll need him on my staff. You boys want a cigar? But don't worry too much about them people in the South. There's nothing they like better than a good fight. Good day, gentlemen.
We don't even celebrate the 4th of July. Maybe after this, we will.
I think you are a scoundrel, Randolph. wholly without conscience.
Did Freddie go too far?
You don't really think those people blew up that boat now, do you? A naval blockade is in the offing, gentlemen.
A naval blockade is hardly a war.
Furnish the pictures, Freddie, and I'll furnish the war.
Very good, Willie.
Well said, Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Cheers.
Remember the Maine, and the hell with Spain.
It was your appointment, was he not?
Oh, I had a hand in it.
And it was your plan, then had him coal his warships and be ready to sail for Manila Bay?
Secretary Long was on vacation in New England.
And you took the initiative?
I suppose so. But that Commodore Dewey was like a wolfhound slipped from the leash, wasn't he, Leonard?
I suppose he was, Theodore. And Roosevelt is like a young second lieutenant, often overreaching, frequently insubordinate, brash, but successful. This time, don't try it with me.
Yes, sir.
Now, I leave for San Antonio tomorrow morning. But Theodore, we will not get to Cuba unless we have Krag smokeless repeating carbines. Don't come to San Antonio without them. Do I make myself clear?
Precisely, sir.
Oh, and one more thing. The regiment has been expanded. You may bring your Fifth Avenue contingent.
Oh!
Hamilton Fish's mother should be delighted.
Bully!
Colonel! I didn't catch that salute.
Sir!
Where are you from, partner?
Arizona! New Mexico!
It took you boys long enough.
The hell were you doing? We thought we were going to Cuba by our lonesome.
Well, they kept stopping the train so the girls would give us pies and beer.
Same thing happened to us.
Is that right?
That's right.
What's your name, friend?
Nash.
Henry Nash.
Well, I'm Henry Bardshaw. Lordsburg. Two animals.
What is this? Not bad. You made that?
So where are you from?
Arizona. Mostly kind of all over.
Hey! It's a pleasure to meet you, Arizona. I am Rafael del Castillo. It's for me an honor.
Good to meet you, too.
What's there? O'Neill. The governor of Arizona put me in temporary command of our volunteers.
Yes, O'Neill. Bucky O'Neill. You met my staff? Maximilio Luna, my captain from New Mexico. Mr. Brody here is from Tucson.
Brody?
Brought a good bunch of boys in.
Thank you.
This is Captain Alan Capron, one of the finest officers in the regular cavalry.
Pleasure, sir.
He can teach you anything you need to learn. Frankly, I don't think there's anything you can do he can't do better.
Of course, sir, that will change.
Colonel, sir?
Carry on.
Sergeant Farnsworth, stand by to receive his recruits.
Yes, sir.
I realize I'm short on formal military training, but that might taste of fighting. What I'd like to ask, sir, is to have a loose hand in the training of my men. It may seem somewhat unconventional, but I know what is needed, sir.
Mr. O'Neill, this is a somewhat unconventional unit.
Get in there and get him rode.
Well, I ain't no bronc rider. I'm used to riding broke stock.
Yeah, someone else is one of your kind.
I'll ride him.
I could write anything with hair on it.
Get it done, son. Right there.
Thanks. He didn't break an egg in you, did he?
Yeah, it don't hurt much.
You said you ride anything with hair on it.
I didn't say how long.
Well, it's yours now, and yours. You get a broker, you can eat him.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Do you know where we might find Colonel Roosevelt? My name is Hamilton Fish. These men and I have come to join the regiment.
Hamilton Fish. I'm Henry Nash. This is Indian Bob.
Pleasure.
How you doing?
Hey, y'all. Roosevelt ain't here yet. Colonel Wood know you? Y'all arriving?
No, we just got here. I'm William Tiffany.
Goodrich, a pleasure to meet you.
Hello, Bill. I'm Henry.
Nice
this
to
Indian
meet you.
Bob.
Henry?
Indian Bob. Goodrich.
Craig Wadsworth.
Goodrich.
Woodbridge.
Indian Bob, a pleasure.
Craig Wadsworth.
Fred Wadsworth. My pleasure. Let's see.
Colonel Wood, he's over the top of that hill. It's pretty good piece.
A good distance.
Damn good distance. What you need is a horse. Yes, sir. What you need is a horse.
Have you got one?
Right there. And he's a good one, too.
That's very kind of you. You take him, Craig. I'd like to see what's going on right here.
All right, well, I'll sign us all in.
Wadsworth, I'll take the bag for you.
Thank you, Robert.
Wadsworth, isn't it?
Yes, Craig.
This is
marvelous attire. Nice fellows, hmm?
Especially the best.
He's a sweet animal. You're gonna like him. Got a good gait. You may want to pull your hat down.
I'll be right back.
He's a spirited mount. Robbie, go to hell. Where'd he learn to ride like that?
Wadsworth is the best polo player in the country. Do you play polo?
Oh, yeah, every day, right after my bubble bath.
Breaking us up into troops tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I won't be around here, Sid.
You lighting out, Henry?
I ain't taking another day of this.
You going back for the money?
Well, now, do you think I'd pull a stitch on my compadre?
You damn right you would.
Well, you're welcome to come, and you're a fool if you don't.
I'd like to meet this Roosevelt character, then I'll make up my mind.
What are you saying? You getting patriotic?
When them bands were playing and people waving, hell, no one ever thought well of me my whole life.
And you think these people are any different? Wake up.
I think they are different. Besides that, the food's good, and there's plenty of it.
Well, suit yourself. Mother Nash never raised no foolish children. Huh.
Say, folks, help spread, huh?
have not yet negotiated a deal.
You don't owe me any money. What you and the boys are doing for all of us is enough. You're a rough rider. He'll honor.
Too far, did you? Did somebody catch you?
Gentlemen, Lieutenant Colonel Roosevelt.
Kane, is that you? It's good to see you doing a hard day's labor for a change. Leonard! Leonard, I'm here!
Can you see out of them glasses?
I wouldn't question his vision, gentlemen. He thrashed a man in the Dakotas for calling him Four Eyes.
Thrashed the fella?
Thrash.
I love grits. My mother was a southerner. She used to make grits every morning. When we were good and not misbehaving, she'd make us cheese grits.
I obtained sufficient frag rifles and ammunition for our regiment, sir.
As I knew you would, Theodore.
They'll be on the train tomorrow with the uniforms and the rest of my baggage.
Your baggage? I'll see that wagons and mules are standing by.
I had a bit of a problem with the older general. They recommended that we use Springfield rifles with black powder. They said we could hide behind the smoke. Imagine that! I told them this regiment won't be hiding. Will it, sir?
Theodore, did you get any sleep?
Oh,
I had my tailor at Brooks Brothers
make this uniform for me. What do you think?
Well, I think it's...
Splendid! I had one prepared for you as well.
This
is boy.
Marchard! Barrett! Indian mob!
G Troop, go to G Troop!
Castillo! Carrico! Erickson!
G Troop!
Price! Robinson!
Report to G Troop.
Troop is yours, sir.
Gentlemen, this is the last time I will call you that. From now on, you are troopers. And this troop, G Troop, is your home. It is all you need to know or care about. Trust nothing else, including the rest of this regiment. These are your brothers. You won't be fit to have friends or acquaintances outside of G Troop. You won't be safe in civilized society. This day on, you are to become predators, wolves. You will learn to disregard all human life, save that of G Troop.
Attention, troop! To the left! March!
Anybody ever seen a bullfight? Spaniards enjoy bullfights. Spaniards are cruel. The greatest feat of arms in the history of civilization was wrought by Spaniards. Anybody know what that was?
The defeat of the Texans at the Alamo.
Wrong! 900 Spaniards under Hernando Cortez killed 100,000 Aztecs. They did this with swords.
and they raped all the women and took the gold.
Minstrel boy. Become our troop song. You will learn it well. It will salve your souls. Trooper Smoke, we get them started, please, sir.
The minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild heart slung behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, the wall.
Crane. Stephen Crane, aren't you?
Yes, and you, sir?
Edward Marshall.
Of course you are.
I read your book.
Enjoy it.
Almost as if you had been there. Which, of course, you haven't.
Did I make any mistakes?
Few.
I should do better the next time.
If there is a next time. After all, it is dangerous work. But then again, I hear you have the luck of a drunk.
Maybe you could watch out for me.
Well, if there's anything that I can do, you just ask.
Perhaps you could suggest a good bordello.
Been taught since childhood to be patient, quiet, cruel. War is an argument. Best way to end the argument is to kill the other fella. That's what you must become, a man killer.
You two are now acting platoon sergeants.
Yes, sir.
Take over the troops and prepare to march.
Sir.
Sergeant, move them out. Carry that down.
Hide, post to the left!
Sergeant Major, have some water.
Hang on, sir.
Load them cayuses on the train. Too old for this. Too old for this.
I don't know about that, Captain. All I want is this train to get back by dinner.
The train!
Thank you.
train went without us. Ain't that a shame? I don't know about you boys, but supper means a lot to me. Stop serving it at 8. Come on, Dill.
That son of a gun.
My feet hurt.
Get used to it.
I'm hungry.
We didn't eat all day.
You goddamn right we didn't.
I ain't staying out here all night without a horse.
How about a race? Yale against Columbia?
How about you shut up?
Andale, compadres. Do you want to starve? Move! Vámonos!
Look at you.
What are you supposed to be?
A soldier.
Get that water. I need some water.
You sit down. Take a drink.
Pick up your compadre, Nash.
You don't mean nothing to me.
You want to kill me, senor? Eh? Come on. Do it now. No, I don't think I will. Come on, Eli.
You're gonna be good amigos, ¿me entienden?
Andale. Babosos.
Commission Kane and Castillo. Leave Castillo where he is and put Kane in G Troop.
Very well, sir.
All in all, I'd say you're shaping up into an adequate officer. Don't let that go to your head.
No, sir. I shouldn't do that.
Human about him. He don't even talk.
He ain't got nothing to say.
Well, he's a wild engine. What are you?
Sue. You know, the ones that got Custer.
I have something personal to ask. Tell me the truth. I'll know otherwise. How many of you have ever killed a man? Come on, hands.
I might have got him. I might have got him. He was far away. I mean, he was a long way off.
I've got four notches, and they've never brought me any joy, sir.
What about you, Nash?
Sir?
Ain't you such a bad hombre?
Oh, no, sir. No, I never hurt no one.
Not face to face.
All right, then. How many of you ever killed a deer or a horse or a cow?
I killed a bear once. So, didn't like it.
That's fine, Sergeant. On your feet, Trooper. You killed a lot of game, have you, Mr. Fish?
Yes, sir. I've been a fair woodsman all my life.
And you take two of these men who haven't killed anything, have them kill a deer before breakfast. We'll eat it for dinner. You do that, Mr. Fish?
Sir, yes, sir.
Good. And you are now Sergeant Fish.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions?
What do we use as weapons, sir?
This is your Springfield 30 caliber carbine of the Craig Jorgensen design. This weapon is a magazine-fed bolt action. It fires a modern smokeless cartridge. Fire this weapon at ranges accurately up to 1,000 yards. What this means to you, cowboy,
Stephen Crane, Captain.
Is you may not from see the journal. Their eyes.
But at read your book.
Yards, you can shoot them with this
you liked
weapon.
It, I bet.
That is the Army way. That is the way we are going to teach you using the prone, the kneeling, and the offhand positions. I may not see the enemy at 1,000 yards. But if I see him at 900... Bye-bye.
Load one round. Ready? Fire! Eli, Tiffany, Nash, you missed. Get down there and kill the enemy.
All right, Eli, get him, move!
Run, run!
Let's go, guys!
Let's go!
Run, go, damn it!
That's broken.
It's a rather novel approach.
All right,
men. You know, most men, no matter how hard they've lived, won't throw down on one another.
You mean kill them?
How do you think Wes Harden and Clay Allison always got their opponents? They're better shots. Both men were drunken louts. They had the ability to murder their fellow man.
It is murder, isn't it?
You betcha.
You gonna make these men murderous?
Gonna try.
Men, these so-called Rough Riders.
I think the 1st United States Volunteer Cavalry could whip Caesar's 10th Legion. I think these men could ride with Genghis Khan. They are, without peer, the best of American manhood. We've got Indians, New York City policemen, football players, polo players, rowing champions, bounty hunters, and bronco busters. And one man, I'm sorry to say, who used to work for the Internal Revenue Service.
I thought you boys might be interested in what the Spanish think of us. The average American is only 5'2" due to living entirely on vegetables. This, because they sell all their beef to other countries, so eager are they to make money.
Yes, they must be hallucinating.
Yeah, I ain't had a vegetable since I was 7.
That is damn fine medicine, Nash. Best I ever had. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, but I must retire, for I have much paperwork to do for Colonel Wood. Evening, gentlemen.
Evening, sir.
Can I get that, sir?
I'll take this back. My quarters. Carry on. See you on the morrow.
Sir.
Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
How about that? Old Rosie remembered my name.
Sure did.
You remember my name.
This is to wipe your nose with, not to wear around your neck. I see we're letting little boys in here now. What is this knife on this man's belt? Do you have a place setting to go with that knife, trooper?
No, Sergeant Major.
What is your name?
William Tiffany, Sergeant Major.
Tiffany? My grandma has a little dog named Tiffany. I need two men to clean up the horse crap from the freight cars. Where did you go to school?
Yale, Sergeant Major. Oh, a la-dee-da boy.
Well, that explains the smell.
I didn't go to school.
And you? Harvard, sir. I am not a sir. I am a Sergeant Major. I work for a living.
Sergeant Major, sir.
Let's just have the two little rich boys clean out the horse crap from the freight cars. Their little handy's dirty.
Get out of here.
Sir, I'm conducting an inspection of the men.
I demand the courtesy of being addressed by my rank. Beat it, Sergeant.
Stand at ease, trooper. We will still need the horse manure shoveled out of those cars. You volunteer. Squadward.
Sir.
Dad.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
At ease.
It is with deep concern that
for... Is this going to be a long speech, Tiffany?
No, sir.
Very well.
For the welfare of this regiment, that my father presents these tokens of his appreciation.
Hold this machine gun.
Lieutenant Payne, I want you to take Tiffany and whatever men you need and form a rapid fire squad.
Our training here, troopers, is almost done. We'll be heading to Florida. And on to Cuba! Yeah! Be leaving behind a friend of the troop. We'd like to say something to you. Dill?
My friends in G Troop, it has been an honor and a pleasure to train you. I only wish I could go with you. But my people are still prisoners of war. And I have pressing duties at Carlisle Indian Academy. You have made me proud. You have made yourselves proud. Good day. Good luck. Good hunting.
Shooting each other.
What's the matter with you people? You're soldiers!
Addies, man! Study them!
They're not civilians anymore! Train too long to act like this! They're going to Cuba to kill Spaniards!
Les Barcassons, be not dismayed. Then join with me. Each jovial play compose and sing in lingerie. And help me with the chorus. We'll break windows, we'll break doors.
All right,
Rough Riders!
Settle up!
Instead of spa, we'll drift down hill and pay the reckoning on the hill. No man for danger, danger, from Gary, Roman, and Glory. They'll beat the
police,
we'll beat the mayor and sheriff. We are the boys, no menders done. If he regards his whole skin, our hearts so stout have got no fame. For suit is known from whence we came. Wherever we go, they dread the name of Gary, Roman, and Glory. Instead of spa, we'll drift down hill.
I'll introduce you.
Captain, sir.
That would be lovely.
People
are
professional. Does sound silly.
Yes.
These are important issues, sir.
So,
right there. Gotta be.
The trains are backed up from here to Columbia, South Carolina, sir.
May interest you gentlemen to learn that Admiral Sampson has notified McKinley that a landing force of 10,000 men could take place in 48 hours.
How would he know that?
Exactly, General. By God, how would he? Hell, transport ships haven't even got here yet. Rations and supplies still aboard trains. And our quartermaster here tells us he has no idea which trains. Never seen anything like it. By God, I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime.
That's because nothing like this has ever happened in your lifetime.
I truly was not prepared for the sight of you.
I look well?
Oh, Edith. Ravishing. Ravishing. I suggest that we adjourn to our room before dinner.
After all these years of marriage.
Yes, I'm talking now.
But Thea just got here.
You've been here an hour.
So pleased to meet you, Colonel. I've been meaning to discuss your work in the North American Elk.
Ah, delighted, Major. Delighted. But perhaps another time? Oh, yes. Yes. Excuse us. Thank you.
Whew. You look fit, Theodore.
I am fit, Edith. I am very fit.
Do you know, on the way down here, the Southern people wave flags at the train. Little American flags. They gave the soldiers coffee with molasses and sweets, and the soldiers gave the girls their buttons. It was really...
Oh, remarkable. Let's turn to our room. Now.
Now, Fee, we are expected to dinner at 9.
We'll make it.
All right, I'll see you.
I'm so fit, I'll beat you up so dirty.
Now, Fee.
That General Shafter's in way over his head. Way over. As big as a house to boot.
I just hope you were polite, Daddy.
What if I wasn't? What the hell are they going to do to me? You listen to me, son. I am a volunteer. I am a U.S. congressman. I'm here on personal request by the President of the United States. And I'm a Reb.
I understand.
Listen to me very closely. I have got these Yankees by the Long Johns.
General Wheeler. I trust you won't mind this brief intrusion, but I'm Horatio Swales. I was a member of the Union Cavalry that opposed you in the fighting around Atlanta.
Nice to meet you, sir. This is my son, William. And you'll forgive me if I tell you that Atlanta wasn't one of my fondest memories.
Oh, well, of course, General.
I should have killed that son of a bitch long ago to keep him from reading.
Lieutenant John Pershing, 10th Cavalry. You requested me?
Yes, Pershing. I understand you have a crack outfit here. Best in the regular army.
That's right, sir. Combat soldiers. Proud of it.
Been with these Negro soldiers for a long time?
They call me Black Jack. These men would follow me into hell, and I couldn't ask for better company.
Well... You can appreciate that my men are somewhat unrefined. Not quite housebroken.
Sir, we will accept no breach of military behavior.
Wouldn't ask for that. You and your sergeant care to have a little sip of bourbon whiskey with me?
It's a dry county, sir.
But would you like some? Drink between the fighting men.
I don't see that would be...
A breach of military behavior?
Exactly, sir.
I don't either.
Sergeant Buck.
Yes, sir.
You care to refresh yourself?
I've had water earlier today, sir.
Would you care to refresh yourself?
Refresh myself? I would, sir.
Very well. Captain, if you don't mind my asking, where did you procure this ration?
I was saying my men are somewhat unconventional. They need to be understood in that light. An ice cream parlor.
Yes, sir.
Must you really go?
I could hardly spend the night in a hotel while my men sleep on the ground.
It might be the last night we...
Then it was time well spent.
The blockade is in place, and the Spanish have made no attempts to sortie their ships.
And not one column has left Havana to reinforce Santiago.
Maybe they're just stupid.
Or lazy. Or don't take us seriously.
You're setting me up, aren't you?
I have no idea of what you might mean, Mr. President.
All right, you sons of bitches, do it.
Pass this along, Admiral.
Richard, send this.
Yes, sir.
War Department of Fifth Corps. Headquarters, commence offensive operations immediately.
Departure in 12 hours? Why weren't we informed?
Well, my old friend Bedford Forrest told me getting there first is half the battle. Where'd you get fresh off?
Where, sir? Where must we get to first?
The boat. But there's not enough of them, so do you want to swim to Cuba? You stole us all.
We caught the gator and the snake.
Snake?
Footless animal stew, sir.
You're on transport with the 71st New York. There's only room for one regiment, and it better be yours. The 71st just found out about this like you. They're over at Tampa Heights. Now, I have never seen a Yankee infantry get up and march 9 miles in less than a day.
Aha! But we will be mounted.
No, no, what? You ain't taking any horses. You're dismounted cavalry.
No horses, General
but
Wheeler.
But we trained as cavalry.
What's in this jug?
I believe it is rum, laddie.
Mm-hmm. And shine. You show some discipline, Roosevelt.
Yes, sir.
If you want to fight, it's going to be on foot.
Yes, sir.
Cook, get me some more of this sherbet and some of that Mr. Hogg.
My pleasure, sir.
Why don't you take a train?
General Joe, we don't have the use of a train.
Commandeer one.
Sergeant Medica, form the regiment! Douglas, sound officers, call!
He's going for the portal. They're going to take our boat.
It's my ship, Roosevelt! You can't do this to me!
Expeditionary forces landed.
Well, it says here there were no losses.
It was a circus, as far as I can tell.
If one company of Spaniards had opposed them, they'd all be dead. We'd still be a third-rate agricultural experiment. Well, God takes care of drunks and madmen in the American Army. Hearst said it was a... He said it looked like a yachting party. Where are the Spaniards? They landed at Daiquiri.
Daiquiri?
Yeah.
Isn't that a new summer cocktail?
Now you're getting the idea, Mr. Hay.
Those Spaniards had any sense. They'd hit us on the beach here.
Don't say that too loud.
Attention, Sergeant the Guard! General Officer!
Can any of you tell me where those Spanish bastards are?
I can.
Well, then speak up.
I can show you where all the bastards are. You'll get us some food, okay?
Momentigo, soldaje. Major Funston, General. These are my men.
Are you an American?
Soldier of fortune.
Soldier of fortune, my ass. You work for the State Department.
Command General Gomez's artillery.
I don't see any artillery.
Just this.
And don't think you can put anything over on me, Mr. Funston, because I am a United States congressman.
I want to see some Spaniards, you say?
That's why I'm here.
Can you get us some food or what?
Oh, my God. I'll see what I can do. Get a requisition to the quartermaster and get these guys some food right now.
Yes, sir.
You stay here. I'll be right back. And don't lose them Spaniards.
Yes, sir.
We gotta teach you boys how to vote. Comprende?
Si, senor.
He's not coming ashore.
Not until tomorrow. If the sea's very, very calm.
And they get a bigger boat.
Must be General Shafter. He's too big to land. They might as well swim ashore.
Set up a perimeter defense. Well, then let's use the cavalry, Roosevelt's men and the Negroes. They're amateurs anyway, and we'll use the professional infantry to slowly probe towards Santiago with artillery support.
We can send some cruisers in here.
Son, I want you to go fetch the Rough Riders in the tent, the Buffalo Soldiers, and bring him back to that fella Funston up on the hill. I'll meet you there and make no fuss.
Yes, sir.
These fellas don't know what the hell they're doing.
Take way up ahead. Dismounted cavalry coming through. Theodora, take us up the hill.
Yes, sir.
Great! 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 I think Wheeler is exceeding his authority. Could lead to an interesting disaster. What do you say? Let's go along.
No, you go.
I have a bottle of rum, and I can celebrate with one of these Cuban insurrectas.
Could miss the whole damn thing.
When the time comes, I'll walk toward the sound of the guns.
Good hunting.
And to you, sir. Cuba Libre!
My darling.
Cuba Libre!
Oh, yes, you're mine, and I love you best of all. When you must be my woman, or I'll have no woman at all. There'll be a hot time, Santiago, tonight. There'll be a hot time, Santiago, tonight.
Yeah.
When you hear the bells go ting-a-ling, we'll all join round, and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse is true, the chorus all join in.
Amigos!
I beat all the Yankees!
Oh!
Better get you out of here, General.
Nonsense. Same words. Besides, we're mostly shooting each other.
General, I don't like this jungle area in here. Maybe we should wait for some artillery to come up.
We won't need it. It's too thick. It opens up here at Las Guasimas, where Mr. Funson killed that Spaniard. And by the way, damn quick shot.
Thank you, sir.
Lieutenant Pershing?
Sir.
I want you to inform your colonel that I want the 10th Cavalry to swing out wide to the left.
We'll be there, sir.
Colonel Wood, take your men ahead, stay to the right, kind of skulk it out, spread out in this stuff.
Yes, sir. I believe they'll fortify along the San Juan River. This is a natural defensive position.
Oh, it's getting light. We're going to be on them by the time we see our sights. Any questions?
Alan.
Sir.
Reconnoiter forward.
Very well, sir. Sergeant Fish.
Yes, sir.
Give me four of your men. I'll take point.
Not without me. Isbell, Eli, Neville, hasten forward to me. Follow me at an interval.
Damn.
What's the matter?
This damn Indian ate all my tomatoes. Look at him.
You're liable to be killed today anyway. You need tomatoes? Let's go.
Hit him.
Take G, F, and D off to the right. Link up with the Cubans. I'll take the remainder to the left and find the 10th.
Very well, sir.
Captain O'Neill.
Sir.
Proceed bearing right. Link up with the Cubans.
They're in there, boys. Let's get after them.
This could be dangerous.
Troops D and F, follow me. One in the chamber, safety's on.
Must be fighting Joe Spaniard.
Let's get across.
Rush cuckoo. Or is it the West Mediterranean thrush? No, that's a West Mediterranean thrush. Native of the coast of Catalonia. Stay down, Ed.
Wounded.
Can you see him, Captain? Wherever I see, we're here.
I shall continue the fight. Just bullet
Eli, my friend, are you all right?
I'm all right. Fish.
Shot out from under me in 30 years. Woo! It's still a thrill.
From the mount.
You listen. I want you to advance. Link up with Wood. Bust right into him. Keep your men out ahead. Off to the right. Skulk it out.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yankee generals. They're unreliable. They're unforgivable. We got a battle to fight. Get on your horse. Let's go.
What's happening up there?
Spaniards, sir. Lots of them. They killed Hamilton. Sergeant Fish, sir.
God, his poor mother.
Well, let's go! Want to get back at them?
You bet, sir.
Right, sir. Tie up to the right. Keep firing, lads. Get out! Ah! All right, boys. Press on.
Marshal. Kindly relieve me of this cursed saber. Thank you.
I thought the regular infantry was supposed to lead any advance.
General Wheeler pushed out there without informing me, and I could not stop. The record will show that I tried.
Disperse, boys. Keep your distance out there.
We held them all. They killed my captain.
Dirty, rotten Mexican bastard, kill my captain! You hear me?
Bastard!
Alan, how are you, sir?
Displace that machine gun forward.
Yes, sir!
I'm gonna go find Roosevelt. Come on.
Theodore! Colonel! Sir, you can see their hats.
Skirmishers extend to the right.
Lieutenant, casualties?
Kane, he's dead.
Colonel! Sir, I believe I got one, sir.
You?
Colonel Roosevelt, we lost a man, sir.
Trooper Baird. Poor man.
Move on.
Been ambushed and been sidewalked.
Sir! Whoa, Colonel whoa. Wood is dead and his command ambushed and surrounded.
Bull pucky! I just left Colonel Wood. He and his boys are kicking hell out in Federals.
Federals?
Spaniards, sir.
But this man just reported it.
We should have waited for General Shafter!
I saw this son of a bitch run with his tail between his legs. He is a deserter. He's a disgrace to the uniform. And he should be executed.
Hold
on!
Get him! Get him!
You running again! You son of a bitch! He's running again!
I'm out of ammunition.
Now, pay attention. Them Yankee Spanish rifles don't make any smoke, so they're hard to find. But we are finding them, we are killing them, we are advancing. Now, you get your blue belly infantry up off that goddamn beach and tie into the right and turn the flank on these bastards, then we'll get the fox back in the hen house. Do you understand?
Look at him. Keep moving.
On my men. You killed some of my men! These are insurrectos! And I'm an American!
Major Funston! I can't take it back. We're all going to the same place. Let's go there together. G-Troop! Fast skirmishers on the devil!
Adelante!
That go through?
I would assume so. Thank you.
Right.
Help me.
Bastards.
Lieutenant Pershing.
By God, it's good to see you here, sir.
And you, sir.
A troop, the 10th, will be on my left.
Your left, sir. Very well. I have your right of line.
Listen, Jack. By God, the Rough Riders have turned a flank. First blood to the cavalry. Saber, man.
Theodore!
I'm afraid I've left it.
Stand by, Buffalo soldiers! Make ready!
Colonel Roosevelt!
Left it.
Theodore! Right and left wings! Polite troops in echelon! Action front! Prompt to contact! Advance!
Bugler, sound the charge! Charge!
Get out!
represents the compliment, sir. Wishes you'd know the Rough Riders to turn the right flank.
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
Hot damn!
Spanish are retreating all across the line, sir.
Praise the Lord, we got those damn Yankees on the run.
The Spaniards, sir, the Spaniards, and they fall back on the prepared position.
Don't spoil it, sir. Don't spoil it. We're gonna lick them tomorrow. Hot damn! Come on, son! How'd you get here?
I walked, sir!
Shouldn't you be back with the other correspondents?
They don't like my company, and I slept late.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a narcotics user and a drunk, and I don't give a damn.
Well, yes. Then good luck to you, son. Good luck, damn it.
Keep your head down.
Ain't dead.
And, I believe about over 30 more. Sorry, over 30 wounded.
Theodore, those casualties are regrettable, but acceptable. This is an important position. Now, your man O'Neill did a fine job of turning the flank. Go deploy your troops against counterattack.
Yes, sir.
That, sir, is the Spanish Mauser in 7mm. Spanish Hornet.
How bad are you hit, son?
Through the bowels, sir. Done for.
And the Germans make a damnably fine rifle. This one is better than ours. Find El Pozo Hill on that map, Captain Luna. That's where we're going. Let the infantry dig in. Find out what General Wheeler's got in mind.
Yes, sir.
What's your name, trooper? Harry Hefner of Gallup, New Mexico. Could you tell my folks how this came to pass? I don't think he'll be going home.
Today, in this fetid jungle, America met its first test. American boys, all walks of life, met the trained, disciplined masses of medieval Europe and stopped them cold in their brutish onslaught. Our boys at dawn faced the gleaming helmets and flashing bayonets and saved...
Gleaming helmets, Willie. We're in the jungle.
Oh, shut up, Freddy. Just do your part and paint.
But it's not... true.
Truth is the first casualty of war, and you should know that. Consuelo, dame un puro, por favor. Flashing sabers and gleaming helmets of the Spanish. Nash.
Did well, Henry. You mentioned in dispatches.
Nash? What did he do?
He turned the flank.
I'll be damned.
Will he get a medal? It's hard to say. A lot of men deserve something today. Poor fish. It's hard to say.
Are you all right, Henry?
No, I'm done. It's over for me. Good luck to the rest of you boys.
What's your name, Trooper?
Wadsworth.
Frank.
The Wadsworth. You're wounded?
A red badge of courage.
It's not like your book, old man. I would have run. If I could have.
Why didn't you?
They were watching. My fellows. They didn't run.
Don't you think they wanted to?
One of them did. Now he's a hero.
Cyril, old boy.
Thank you. I killed a man. Maybe two. I didn't see for sure, but I know.
May have missed?
No, I didn't miss. I'm too fine an athlete. Now I'm a murderer. There's nothing manly about it. I'm filled with guilt. I feel sick. Foul. I feel dirty.
Well, you think too much, Wadsworth. Just try getting drunk. All of us are guilty. You're not special.
You're right. You're right. And I'll get what's coming to me.
We all do.
Officer on the village!
Go down there. Take my horse for me.
Pershing, my compliments on your color trips today. That was a splendid advance. God. Such discipline.
Thank you, sir. Hit! Where's your war? Where's
your? Good evening, General. Welcome to the Rough Riders.
Good evening, Colonel. It's a joy to be here.
Just telling our Theodore here that he did rather well today.
Oh, no, sir. I'm not a regular soldier. I was lost. But you, sir, you made sense of it.
We were all lost. And that's the darn truth of it. But we shot ourselves out.
Truth of it is we were ambushed. Like rank amateurs. If those had been Chiricahua Apaches, we'd have been cut off and slaughtered. I should have known better. I was just nervous and uncertain.
Oh, come now, Leonard.
Theodore.
Tell us about your saber.
Saber?
Oh, that. I tripped over it twice, actually. And then I gave it to Marshall, who mercifully lost it out in the Cuban chaparral.
What in hell were you doing with the damn saber?
Well, I read in the U.S. Cavalry Manual of Tactics and Regulations that...
Roosevelt, this isn't a regulation war. That's not the way we do things down here in the South. Now, don't mention this ambush again. Don't mention them Chihuahua Apaches again. It was a probe and a combined assault. And we don't want those damn Yankee generals having anything on us now, do we, gentlemen?
No, sir.
No, sir. No, sir.
What's the cook have to eat?
It's a bomb beef, General.
And a very large Cuban snake, sir.
Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to eat in the dark so I can't see what I'm eating.
By George, I love that old gentleman. He's a regular gamecock.
Theodore, get off your back.
My apologies, Colonel. I was overcome by mirth.
Rather callous, isn't it? Laughing while poor Capron and Fish lie dead. Why don't you take a picture?
Thank you.
General, carry on.
The most northern point of the defense is the village of El Caney. Do you see it, sir?
Hell, I can't see a damn thing from here.
It's stretching south of the San Juan Heights.
It's all fortified. Rifle pits. Those damn German guns.
Krupp batteries and Maxim rapid fire guns, sir. We believe they are manned by German advisors.
What do you suggest, Lawton?
Artillery. And a broad assault. Artillery, that's always the only answer.
You, sir, don't have any artillery. And you, General, have malaria to contend with. And if you don't do something fast, we're all going to die right here in this place.
You all right, Joe?
The General is delirious, but that's never stopped him in the past.
Begging the General's pardon. General Wheeler is correct, sir. We must assault. There is a relief column from Havana 3 days out. Now is the time, sir, while the rain lets up.
You all right, sir?
Hell no, I'm not all right.
For God's sake, somebody get this man to the hospital before he infects all of us. And Young, you and Lawton, draw up a plan.
We have already taken the opportunity, sir.
Have Wood take the brigade.
Well, who'll take his regiment?
Roosevelt.
I had a skinner first, and just cut it open, you know, and take the skin off. I actually made some gloves out of it.
Attention!
Oh, no. Stand easy as you were.
Yes, sir.
Sure comes down in the tropics, doesn't it? Yes, sir, it does. Well, that shouldn't last long.
There's going to be a fight tomorrow, ain't there, Colonel?
Yes. That means it's going to be bad, doesn't it, Colonel? Well, what do you boys want after this is over? I know exactly what I'm going to do, sir. I want to go to one of those fancy restaurants on Fifth Avenue in New York City. I'm going to order beefsteak and chili, and I want it served to me by one of them waiters with the linen over his arm and champagne. Great big bottle of it, iced. I'll drink the whole damn thing. And then, after that, I want to find me a fine whore, a real pretty one. Someone that's so good at what she does that to make me think that she loves me. That's not too much to ask now, is it, Colonel? No, I don't think so.
Craig?
Sir?
Why did you join up?
Well, I suppose I wanted to prove something to my father. Now I know I needed to prove something to myself. These are the finest men I'll ever know, sir.
I never knew. Closest thing to father I ever knew. I sure as hell won't let you down.
We're ready, Colonel. For tomorrow, you can count on us.
I know.
Woodbury, I was wondering what the men think. Why they think we are here.
Some think we're here to liberate the oppressed. Others? Well, some say it's to make Cuba safe for purchase. for the good of the sugar investors and tobacco interests. Either way, it's all right with me, sir. I'm here for the regiment.
Yo no, señor. Perdóname. But I believe, señor. I see how these people look at me. I look into their eyes, and I know what they expect. And I like to think that when some little compañero is hungry and being kicked, and his woman is being taken by men with boots, he too will believe that un americano like me will come to help them and make things right.
Is it worth dying for?
Hamilton Fish thought so, sir. And I hope it wasn't for the good of the sugar market.
I'm ashamed to admit this, sir. But I'm glad that it was him and not me. But I assure you that I will collect the debt from the Spaniards for the lives of Cabrin and Fish.
We all will. I'm more alive now than I ever was. And I intend to stay that way.
Colonel, sir.
Captain O'Neill.
Sorry if I intruded, gentlemen.
Not at all.
I procured this jug of whiskey. I'd like to propose a toast, gentlemen. To the officers, to the regiment. They would be killed, wounded, or promoted.
You're here.
Estimates we shall take El Caney by 9 o'clock.
It's not terribly imaginative. Why not march around their flank?
The sea, old man. The sea is on the flank. The jungle is on the other.
It'll be a bloodbath. That's what you've come to see, isn't it?
Good luck on this day, Stephen. Use some common sense so that we can raise some hell in Santiago. Rum and senoritas to the survivors.
I shall look forward to it, sir.
Chewing on my leg before.
It's the smell. They likes the smell.
Take the money, Henry. Take my share of the money.
It's the Yellow Jack.
Oh, God. You always wanted the money, Henry. Take the money. Go to Mexico.
What's that fella talking about?
Nothing. Can't you see? He's crazy. He's got the fever. Don't pay no attention to him.
It's crazy.
I ain't never got nothing to be hanged for, so help me God. Nothing to be hanged for, so help me God.
That fella got the yellow jack. And I don't care what nobody say. We all gonna get it.
Stop saying that!
Say that General Wheeler got the fever. Lot of horses pulling through this mud. They're getting ready again. There's gonna be a battle soon.
That horse. The horse sat in my food. Oh, gosh, you remember Shiloh? You remember what I did to Shiloh?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yankee, yellow-bellied.
Yes, sir. Calm down, sir. You need to sleep.
Yes, I need to sleep.
Yes, sir.
There's a battle going on, you idiot. Come on, let's go.
Compliments to Captain Grimes, and he may commence his preparatory fires.
Yes, sir.
Colonel's compliments, sir. Commence preparatory fire.
Ready! Load!
General, sir, I'm sorry.
Lawton and Young should have taken El Caney by now. They'll turn the flank of these heights, and we'll conduct a frontal assault.
I assure you, sir, that our regiment shall
not embarrass... Regiment, Theodore. Your regiment.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, my old friend.
God be with you, Leonard.
These are yours now. Do them honor.
Who's taking over the brigade? Who's taking over the regiment?
I am.
Well, now that's front page news, old man.
Finally, Roosevelt's Rough Riders. Don't you get the feeling that old Theodore really likes me?
Man would have much on his mind. You like this?
So far, it's all a bust.
Ammunition forward!
watch the gas!
Yes, sir!
Excuse me! General Wood,
have they no artillery of their own?
I don't know, Mr. Marshal.
500 metros! 500 metros!
Fuego! Fuego!
Fire!
Wishes to report that the attack on El Caney has been met with heavy resistance.
Caney must be taken, regardless of cost.
You'll have to order Kenton Wood to assault the heights without the flanking support of Lawton.
God help us, they are pouring it down on those boys.
Before I joined the regiment.
Is it good advice?
Yes.
Did you follow it?
No. What about you? What are you thinking about in all this?
Naked women.
What are you doing? Leave him be.
He's dead. What's it to you?
It's my compadre.
The trails is getting close. Must be hell up there. You know, they always put the cavalry up front.
Do, don't they?
A lot of boys gonna be dying. A lot of boys gonna be crying for their mama. Ain't it funny how when a grown-up man, when he dying, how he cry for his wife and his mama? It don't matter how brave he is or what he done. He's sweet again, just like a little child.
We've got to know what's going on!
Colonel Roosevelt!
One never knows.
Well, I intend to find out, Pershing! Saddler, Sergeant Wilson!
Larry!
Get on this horse! You ride to division headquarters!
You tell them
that we're taking help from these heights! And if we don't attack, nobody's gonna be left here to make an attack! Is that clear?
Yes, sir! No one to make an attack! Yes, sir, I got it!
I'm a soldier, sir. I'll go.
How should I know? I'm a non-combatant, damn it!
You might follow him. He seems to know what he's up to.
I'm done for.
Is there anything I can do?
You could fire my dispatchers for me. I don't mean ahead of yours, but you file them when you can.
I'd be happy to.
I had a notebook.
Yeah.
Take my camera. What's happening, Greg? Stay here and tell me if it's no trouble.
No trouble at all.
I see them! There's my gun on! There's your white cavalry over there.
Goodbye, my friend. I hope you live to be an old codger.
Good luck, Arizona. Good luck. We done the right thing?
Maybe not.
Where did you come from?
At the hospital down by the beach.
First grade.
Thank you, Tiffany. You still running that leg?
I can run up that hill.
Welcome back, Henry. Welcome back, old man.
Thank you, Frank.
Ash. I did behave.
Where's the old man at?
Right there in front of you.
Remember what you did the other day? Why in the hell did you come back?
I came back for you, sir. I come back for them. Hell, I got lonely. Thought maybe...
Maybe what?
Thought maybe I could do some good, be of some use. Thought maybe I could help somebody.
Never be any use. Where's your weapon?
I got the weapon.
Down, you might get hit.
You're in a Spanish bullet made and kill me.
Mash? No! No!
He's gone. I'm sorry, sir.
Tell your wife and your family.
get back to the line, Henry.
Make sure everyone remembers you and what you did for us.
Goodbye, sir.
Bill, man your gun.
Build a statue if I have to.
The boy, war is done in the ranks of men.
Orderly, sir.
Delighted, Sergeant Marchand. You go stand by my side.
Yes, sir.
Stand by the colors! Music! Down the advance!
Chachos! You have heard the colonel! We are going to advance in Russia!
Watchword! You are acting sergeant. You take first section, take Indian Bob with you.
Yes, sir, Indian Bob!
Come on, soldiers! This is what they pay you! $14 a month more!
Cash! You are acting corporal. You take Eli.
Now we gotta let them meet us up that hill! Get off your bellies!
First and second section!
On your feet!
Advance!
locked up. Don't make it easy for them.
Already lost a colonel? Units are all mixed up?
Have what units that are able make the assault.
Conserve your ammo! Don't punch up! Stay with me, Bonchor!
Yes, sir!
Music!
Ground on our right flank, General.
We must maintain that advance on the entrenchments.
Get into that Zeppelin!
God, we've got to achieve a breach in those lines.
Charge!
to you? Let's take it to them!
Move out!
Blockhouse 500 yards.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir.
Kill my horse!
You'll have to shoot better than that to stop the tear! Move it!
Impetuous. But I can't take it. Slaughter. It's good slaughter.
Very gallant, though.
Gentlemen, seems the general advance has been ordered on the Santiago Heights. You're more than welcome to join me. It's this way to Santiago.
Perhaps someone has blundered. There's so few.
They haven't a chance. The 10th and the 71st are held up on San Juan Hill.
Still moving up. God.
They haven't stopped.
Now our men are going, moving up the hill, advancing into the teeth of steel, lead, and fire, piercing the red breath of the beast. What a sight!
My God, listen to the meow! Listen!
American would give an arm to see this.
Are you feeling better?
Yes.
I'm glad you were here.
This is a great day.
Even if it is my last.
No. Listen to me.
Turn the bow towards San Juan Hill and shoot the heads off those Spaniards.
Very good, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Section! Action left, San Juan! Lockout, 500 yards!
500 yards! Yes, sir!
Send the Spaniards our compliments.
You mean it'll work?
Bomb break! Prepare to fire by volley!
Well, who knows how to work it?
Come on, fill in the gap.
He does.
Excuse me, comrade.
Well,
I've been on George Office.
Excuse me! Henry, don't! Henry!
Not yet!
Don't touch him, I need the Hun! Bring him over here! Watch it! Get this Maxim gun! I want it pointed on those heights! Back in the English!
Nein, Herr Oberst.
Die first man diese Waffe!
Wenn Sie den Gurt von der Rückseite sight einen.
I can see it feet from the right! Put it through in the Bob. Pass noch! Was noch? Tack still, was noch?
Rücken Sie slow, Schäfer, vorwärts.
All right. Push the boat forward twice. Again, Craig. Was noch?
Rücken Sie ab zu nieder.
Press the trigger. What are you waiting for, Lieutenant King? Sergeant Tiffy?
All right.
He sheds his blood with me shall be my brother.
Gentlemen in England, line of head, shall think themselves accursed. They were not here.
And hold their manhood's cheap.
We band of brothers
that fought with us upon St. Christopher's Day!
What are they talking about?
They're educated men.
Ein Deutscher. Dankeschön.
Thank you.
Edward Kane! Cease and desist or you endanger our infantry! Come on, let's do it again!
For God's sakes, follow the colonel!
Tiffany! Tiffany! Get away from me!
Oh, God.
He's been
Tiffany.
Hit!
Tiffany! Tiffany!
Hospital!
Hospital!
Let him get him!
Go get hospital! Go!
God!
What? Where is everyone? Tiffany!
Tiffany's dead, sir!
Tiffany?
Where is anybody? What are you doing? You want me to go alone? Have you all turned cowards?
We didn't hear you, sir!
Honest, we didn't hear you, sir! We're sorry, Colonel! Well, come on!
In the event, kill that German!
Remember the man!
Almost at the top.
Rising steadily like a tide. I could see men silhouetted against the sky. I could see the flags. I could see the flags, old man. I could see the flags! Waving like freedom!
Ah!
top. They're at the top. This day is ours. We will never be forgotten. Never!
History will remember this day, my friend.
It's all right, Tran. It's all right.
It'll never be the same.
What happened to him?
Hit through the spine. Paralyzed, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry for your misfortune, Marshal. We must do something for him, Willie.
Lincoln, see to him. Take him to the beach, to my yacht. Notify my surgeons immediately and give him a good cigar.
Right away, Mr. Hurst.
I shall see to it that you have the finest medical care that money can provide, sir.
Thank you, sir.
No, it is I who owes thanks to you, sir, for your sacrifice. And you'll be happy to know we shall beat every other newspaper to this story. You honor me with your valor, sir.
An honor returned, sir.
Sir, I'm all right.
Did you get hit, Colonel?
No.
Boys in the tent sure can't fight.
Drink out of my canteen anytime.
You guys didn't do so bad yourselves. Good job, Colonel.
Theodore.
Well done, old friend.
We lost a great many friends here today.
I'm dreadfully sorry for calling you cowards. I was mistaken. Please forgive me. There are no cowards here. Mr. Crane, would you be so kind with your camera to take a photograph of our regiment on this glorious hill? For we shall always live in its shadow.
Be an honor, sir.
So very much.
Now look at these roosters.
My, you boys have grown so tall. Makes me feel short. Where's my little bunnies? Ah. How are you?
Oh, Pete. Oh, here, let me look at you. Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Edith. I lost 20 pounds again.
I haven't seen you boys since the First World War ended. We licked the Kaiser soundly. My wife's fine. My oldest is off to Harvard. And I'm fine. A millionaire now. I never forgot the start you gave me. I saw Theodore and his wife. Their home in Oyster Bay. He's not in good health. But damn, he was the finest president we'll ever have. Lost a son in the war. He told me something that you ought to like. He said, we turn the page of history. Well, I probably won't get out of here next year. I'll see you boys soon enough. Adios, compadres.
Shall never.